Come on, y'all. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
There is a new siman that we're going to start. It's siman Kuf Tzadik Bet, the halachot of Zimun. Everybody knows that in the Zimun there are two different categories. Usually it's three people or 10 people. One with the Shem Elokeinu, one without. The Gemara in Masechet Berachot Daf Memchet brings source. Gadelu l'Adonai iti unerumemash meyachdav. Gadelu la Hashem iti is bring gadlut to Hashem with me. Gadelu is plural. It's somebody, one person, iti, is talking to two at least, and he's saying, bring greatness to Hashem with me. Uniramemosh moyachdav, and let us exalt his name together. V'chen amar Moshe Rabbeinu says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu also said, Kishem Adonai ekra havugodel Elohenu. I'm going to call the name of Hashem. Let's bring greatness to Elokeinu. Seems that these are pesukim from the Torah. Indeed, the Ravad is of the opinion that the Zimun is from the Torah. Is it a din mina Torah or is it the Rabbanan? Is it biblical or rabbinic in nature? The Ravad says these are pesukim in the Torah. So this should be a mitzvah from the Torah. However, the majority of Rishonim disagree with the Ravad. The Rambam, in his Chuvot Pe'er Hador, the Rashba, the Ra'a, the Meiri, Shita Mekubetzet, all the great Rishonim, they disagree with the Ravad. And they said, no, this is called Asmachta. Asmachta means it's not Meforash in the Pasuk. It's just the support that comes from the Torah. It's hinted in the Torah. You don't say in the Torah, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem ta'asu zimun. Doesn't say that. That would be Minat Torah. Or the Rasha, one of the Rashot, Shatora Nidreshet Bahem. That's not the Derech here. There's a Remez. It mentioned, okay, fine, very nice. But it is Midrabanan, not Midoraita. They bring an argument for that. And they say, if that would be the case, it says in the Pasuk, Nevarech Le'elohenu. It says, Kishem Hashem Ikra, Havu Godel Le'elohenu. Now we know that there's a distinction between 10 people doing the Zimun together and 3 people doing together, is that the 10 people bring the name Elokeinu in the equation. Nevarech Elohenu Sha'achal Mishelo, and then you answer Baruch Elohenu Sha'achal Mishelo. That's only if you have 10 people. If you have 3 people, you just say Nevarech Sha'achal Mishelo without saying the name of Hashem. Now if this Pasuk is Minat Torah, what distinction? It doesn't say anywhere that you have to have 10 people. And if it would be that you have 10 people, then why do you even do it when you have only 3 people just without the Shem? It makes no sense. When there's a mitzvah in the Torah, it's not quantified in how many people you have. It's either a yes or no question. You don't have different steps and different levels. So therefore, that's a very strong argument for those who are in favor of saying that it is derabanan. There's a middle shita, the Kiryat Sefer and some other poskim, who hold that if you have 10 people, it's minat Torah. If you have 3 or less than 10 people, it would be midrabanan. But Chacham Avadia goes through all the complexity of this subject and concludes that the mitzvah of the Zimun is a mitzvah midrabanan.